This is Anatomy of Success, and I'm your host, Steve Wollenhaus. This week, great leaders are givers that do 9 amazing things. Welcome back to Anatomy of Success. Each week, we talk about my 4 tenets of equanimity, better health, healthy relationships, healthy intimate relationships, and more satisfying work. A lot involved, I understand, in those categories, but we get to decide what's relevant, what relationships are most important, what health initiatives we want to take to improve our quality of life. And when we move in that direction, we take full responsibility and get proactive about improving our quality of life. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our audio podcast as well, and then head to weatherology.com, my company page, grab the Weatherology mobile app. It is free. Find me under About Us and follow along on social media. Now, power is like any other seductive temptation. It makes people crave control, and it's used irresponsibly by many people, and the consequences are devastating. When power is leveraged to make positive change and impact people in an efficacious way, the implications are profound. We live in a world that celebrates immediate gratification, winning at all costs, getting ahead at the expense of other people. Many people have popularized the work of historical figures that advocate exploiting human weakness to elevate their own ambitions. Fortunately, plenty of research has been conducted that proves these theories are wrong. Adam Grant has written a wonderful book called Giving that demonstrates the rewards of being assiduous. Researchers at USC Berkeley have shown nice people win. Their studies revealed that people who cooperate and are considerate finish first. They also discovered most people are too smart to be deceived. When people gossip and manipulate to gain power, their peers catch on fast. Those people didn't get very far in life. My advice, take the high road. Aim to be extraordinary. I guarantee it works. Assholes are overrated and they always fizzle. People gravitate toward genuine leaders that exude confidence, kindness, fairness, and have strong character. They earn respect and bring people together in the spirit of excellence. Strong leaders provide an example worth emulating, and they exhibit 9 qualities we can learn to improve our ability to lead better, ourselves and other people. So here are 9 powerful habits great leaders have to embrace. Lead. Great leaders don't wait around to be ordained. They take charge and set an example that forces everyone to take notice. They make decisions without vacillating and demonstrate vision that is hard to debate. They have a track record of success that makes reassurance welcoming. They lead because they were born to lead. Innovate. Great leaders don't wait around for the market to decide what direction to take. They are always 10 steps ahead. They don't let COVID undo their plans. They have a prepared plan to move through catastrophe. Great leaders innovate and they move the market in the direction they want to go instead of being victimized by it. Conviction. Great leaders think for themselves. They don't get pulled into ridiculous trends that demand valuable energy at the expense of organizational success and goals. That adheres to their convictions and produces results in the process. They don't waste time wrapped up in trivial details, becoming unnecessarily distracted. They set the tone about diversity, fairness, love, and support, conviction, and it's genuine. Focus. Great leaders are laser-focused and their energy is intoxicating. They commission the talent of remarkable people and stay out of their way. Many leaders get easily distracted by endless meetings and various trends. Successful companies have direction and vision, and the leaders set the tone. Resolve. Great leaders are masters at mitigating conflict. They are firm and direct, but incredibly fair. They control their emotions and remain committed to their common objective. They embrace all opinions and don't take things personally, which prevents unnecessary drama. They establish an environment that doesn't tolerate selfishness and disrespect. The faster we resolve conflict, the quicker we all can succeed together. Inspire. Great leaders inspire people with their words and they motivate people with their actions. They are master communicators and remain open to new ideas and encourage exploration. Curiosity is cultivated by offering people the freedom to grow. Everyone feels inspired when they work for a person with discipline and determination. confident. Great leaders are confident and have genuine humility. They don't cave in to pressure and follow the crowd. They lead and focus on what's important. People consumed with power, greed, status, and what's popular sound familiar? Yeah, confident leaders have obvious strengths that drive the organization and clearly understand their weaknesses and offset those with great people. Rely. Great leaders rely on their remarkable teams. They make hiring decisions that are wise and don't tolerate renegades that stir up controversy and cause dissension. Most bad ideas originate from people with strong opinions and little experience building things. Great leaders assemble smart people that remain open and understand the basics about human greatness, love, understanding, tolerance, acceptance, kindness, support, and compassion. Healthy companies rely on one another to succeed. Uninhibited. Great leaders get things done and create an atmosphere of confidence and certainty that infects everyone with reassurance. They dream big and make big dreams happen, and they operate without inhibition. They make decisions and move ahead. They don't dabble, they move forward. They create opportunities while other organizations and leaders sit around waiting. They use their power to benefit everyone, energize people and the organization, and deliberate direction to other people to help support the overall goals of the organization. Conversation today about leadership. This pertains to personal leadership. Can't get far in life until we learn to lead ourselves. Looking for a new job? Yeah, make sure the organization you're considering has leadership that reflects these qualities. And if you're working at a company where leadership doesn't, might be time for a change. Let's get together next week here at Anatomy of Success. I'm Steve Wollenhouse. Until then, let's stay focused, let's stay positive, and let's stay optimistic.